The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, June 24th, 1984, at 17 hours 30 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. Well, good evening, friends, and welcome back to Music Time in Africa. This is VOA's Africa Service, and I'm Rita Rochelle here in our VOA studios on Independence Avenue, downtown Washington, D.C., USA. I'm happy to be with you again this Sunday evening and hope you enjoy the music. We have a special program for you today, so I hope you'll just sit back and enjoy the sounds. Something new and something different. Fred Brooks of Liberia.
Liberia, the lady of liberty on the west coast of Africa. Liberia, the lady of iron, the lady of rubber, the lady of plenty. Liberia, the lady of ocean. Liberia, the Ivory Coast to Sierra Leone, little Liberia, where the sun always shining, the rain always raining, the moon shining bright. Stars far, far away. Liberia, Liberia, the lady of liberty on the west coast of Africa. Liberia, the lady of iron, the lady of rubber. Liberia, the Atlantic Ocean to Guinea, Lady Liberia. Liberia, the Ivory Coast to Sierra Leone, Lady Liberia, where the sun always shining, the rain. Stars
Liberia, written and composed by Liberian musician and songwriter Fred Brooks for Liberia's participation in the 1984 World's Fair at New Orleans in the state of Louisiana here in the USA. The World's Fair opened officially on May 12th and will continue until November 1984. The song Liberia and other music by Fred Brooks and his group will be part of the daily entertainment in the Liberian Pavilion at the fair, where they expect a total attendance of more than 11 million visitors between the months of May and November. Also part of the daily entertainment at the Liberian Pavilion are performances by a folkloric group of 14 traditional dancers and musicians, including a stilt walker and masked dancer. Liberia's cultural and artistic tradition is not only rich, but greatly varied. Traditionally, the country was inhabited by at least 17 distinct ethnic groups, each with its own language, cultural traditions, and artistic expressions. The visual arts of Liberia concentrated heavily on sculpture, largely but not exclusively of wood. In addition, textiles, brass, silver, and ivory were used to create garments and jewelry. Brass, stone, and wooden carvings were made for both ritual and personal use. Generally, the most significant art objects, however, were wooden works. These were made in a wide range of forms, but all shared in common that they were used in performance to represent the spiritual forces of the world. These traditions are still very much alive, and today, as yesterday, they are a functional part of daily life. And as you know, my colleague, your VOA music man, Leo Sarkisian, spent a number of years in Liberia, traveling throughout the country with Liberia's most famous living poet and writer, Bitey Moore. Bitey Moore and Leo's recording expeditions took them far into the interior, and they walked from one village to the next, collecting music, most of which had never been recorded before. As a tribute to Liberia's participation in the New Orleans World Fair, we've selected some recordings from Leo's personal collection for this evening's program. This first song is by a small group of bossa musicians from Monserrate County.
Yo soy
That was music of the Bassa people in Liberia. The rhythmic accompaniment was drums and sasas, large gourd rattles filled with seeds. Both the drums and sasas from Leo's own collection of musical instruments are now on display as part of the exhibition in Liberia's pavilion at the World's Fair. Another musical instrument that Leo has on display in the pavilion in New Orleans is the koning, a 9-string harp used as accompaniment by folk singers. The 9 strings are stretched across a triangular wooden frame attached to the half shell of a large gourd. The player holds the instrument at a right angle to his body, pressing the gourd against his chest for resonation. The koning in this recording is played by a musician of the Pele people. Listening to Music Time in Africa on VOA's Africa service.
VOA, the voice of America.
This evening we're broadcasting on the 11, 13, 14, 16, 19, 31, 41, and 49 meter bands shortwave. This program can also be heard on 621 kilohertz medium wave in southern Africa. We're so glad to have you with us and hope you enjoy our program this evening featuring music of Liberia. This is a special tribute to Liberia's participation in the 1984 New Orleans World's Fair. Liberia is one of 27 countries represented at the World's Fair, and within the Liberian Pavilion, there is an outstanding exhibition of arts and crafts, sculpture, musical instruments, and daily entertainment by a troupe of wonderful dancers and musicians, including a stilt walker. Our opening number this evening was a song entitled Liberia, written and composed especially for the World's Fair by Fred Brooks. Later on, we'll have more music by Fred, but right now I'd like to continue with a few more examples of traditional music. The types of Liberian music that visitors to the World's Fair are listening to. Comparing Liberia with most other African countries, it does seem small in size, yet its cultural heritage, arts and crafts, and especially folk music are remarkably rich. Folk music is still by far the most widespread kind of music making, with a great variety of styles and manners of performance. This next recording is one that your VOA music man, Leo Sarkisian, made in Nimba County, center of Liberia's important mining industry. Nimba County is a mountainous area with deep rainforests. One of the important peoples living in that region is the Mano, and among them, Willie Toba was probably the most popular and important musician in the 60s and 70s. In this recording, he plays a zither-type folk instrument called koni, a type of musical instrument that musicologists classify as pluriarch.
Siara we ni enwe o, ya re suwa ba demora o zimbano,
A popular kind of folk music in Liberia is that played by a small group of musicians known as fanga players. Fanga is the local term for the armpit pressure type of drum. The musician holds the drum high up under his arms and applies pressure on the strings attached to the skin heads on each end of the drum, thus able to produce a number of different tones. This recording was made in the village of Zoenta in Bong County in Liberia. Well, friends, I hope you'll stay tuned to VOA's Africa service and stay with me because we have more music by Fred Brooks of Liberia next, here on Music Time in Africa.
Join us every day on VOA.
This program is coming to you on VOA's Africa service. You're tuned to the station that keeps you in tune with the whole world. The best way to know what's going on in Africa and the rest of the world every day, 7 days a week. That's why Leo and I especially recommend that you begin your day with a program called Daybreak, the morning show on VOA's Africa service that brings you up to date with the latest world news, special reports, and good music. Remember now, that's Daybreak. Later on in the day, don't miss African Panorama and Nightline Africa, all on VOA's Africa service every day. Write to me for a program schedule. My name is Rita, and that's spelled R-I-T-A, and my last name, Rochelle, is spelled R-O-C-H-E-L-L-E. My address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C. The postal code is 20547, USA. We love hearing from you. Drop us a line, a postcard, or a letter. Have a friend do the same. Again, for writing, the address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C. That postal code is 20547, USA. You can also write to me by addressing your letters to Music Time in Africa, VOA, in care of the American Embassy or the USIS Center in your country. That way it won't cost as much for corresponding. Again, that address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy or USIS Cultural Center in your country. And once again, on this evening's Music Time in Africa program, the music of Fred Brooks of Liberia.
About for real, baby. For real, baby. Oh.
And our final selection in tribute to Liberia at the New Orleans World Fair is by the group called Ngoma Sasa, with Maisha El Shabu, the talented musician, singer, and composer who, with her musical family, has made Liberia her home. And that's it for this evening, friends. Hope you liked our special presentation of music from Liberia in tribute to the Liberian Pavilion at the New Orleans World Fair in the USA. And I'm Rita Rochelle in the USA, here in our VOA studios on Independence Avenue in downtown Washington, D.C. We wish you all the best for the coming week and hope you'll tune to Music Time in Africa next Sunday at this time. For those who enjoy listening to the radio late in the evenings, I'll be back later tonight at 22 hours 30 GMT with music by some of Africa's best dance bands. That's at 22 hours 30 GMT tonight. Stay tuned for the report of the latest world news, which follows immediately. My love to all of you.